Over the last year, I've actually been able to start up a brand new practice with a good friend of mine, and then getting ready to actually open my own practice all by myself.
Hey, I'm Lewis the Laser Guy, and welcome to my podcast, Pursue Your Passion. Join me on my journey as we discover how estheticians, nurses, physicians, and complete career changers are living their passion in this booming billion-dollar medical aesthetics industry. Finding your purpose isn't only about making great money, it's about so much more. It's about tapping into your passions and chasing your dreams. Welcome everybody to the National Laser Institute podcast. My name is Lewis, the Laser Guy, where we explore journeys of cosmetic injectors and cosmetic laser techs in the $16 billion booming industry that's out of control with 6,000 med spas and $16 billion spent. And everywhere you go, you see Botox and fillers and lasers. So with no further ado, I want to introduce Katie Pritchard, who took our class in 2015. So is that about 6 years ago, Katie, in Arizona?
Yep, coming up right on that 6-year anniversary.
Now refresh my memory. Are you a nurse, an NP, a doctor? I can't even remember.
I am a nurse practitioner now, but I was an RN at the time that I took the course.
So you've evolved since we met. Congratulations.
I have.
So tell our crowd here tonight, before you were a cosmetic injector, a medical aesthetics nurse, what kind of nursing were you doing back before I met you?
Yeah, so even when you met me, I was working at Phoenix Children's Hospital. I was a PICU nurse, and I did that for 2.5, maybe close to 3 years at the time that I was living in Arizona, and loved it while I did it. But I actually kind of always knew that aesthetics is where I would end up. So that was kind of like...
Now tell the audience, so what is a PICU nurse?
So pediatric ICU.
Okay.
We would see patients anywhere from newborn all the way up to be 17 or 18 years old in the ICU.
And these were kids that were not healthy, they're sick, they had all kinds of things going on.
Yep, all kinds of different things. But yeah, kind of the sickest of the sick.
Gotcha. And so what made you kind of wake up one day and say, hey, you know what? That cosmetic injecting thing, that looks kind of interesting. Botox and fillers looks intriguing. I'm going to check this out. What made that thought go through your head? Because when we went to nursing school, you probably weren't thinking that, right?
You know, I actually kind of was thinking it a little bit in nursing school.
Okay.
I think that's not people's route. But I have a family friend. She's a nurse. She spends with my parents, who owns a successful aesthetic practice in my hometown in Colorado. And so I always kind of saw it and thought maybe that would be something I would be interested in someday, but wanted to get some kind of real world nursing experience first. And then was just looking for kind of a way to get my foot in the door.
So when you took our course 5-6 years ago, National Laser, you took the 4-day injection course. It was a Saturday, we did the neurotoxins, Botox, Dysport. Sunday was the fillers like Juvederm Wrestling. Monday, Tuesday, a lot more practice. What do you remember about that 4-day experience? What did you feel like it was a nice foundation for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember just going into it extremely excited. Didn't really have a whole lot of, you know, background in it or information in it. It was all like a brand new world to me. And I felt like I learned so much in that 4 days. It was crazy. It kind of solidified my interest in it or my dedication to pursuing that as a career. I just thought it was an overall amazing experience.
So you knew going in that you're intrigued, but once you got your hands on the needles and actually did it on a patient, you said, wow, yeah, this is for me.
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of like that final deciding factor of once I got to actually get hands-on and do it, I'm like, yep, this is it.
Yeah, we're going to rename this podcast The Epiphany of a Nurse, right?
Yes.
So you've been injecting part-time, full-time last 5-6 years. Like, how long did it take when you left National Laser? Did you dabble? Did you jump right into a job? Did it take you 6 months? What was the path after National Laser?
It took me a little bit to get my first position. I kind of applied to really everything I could find. It took me a little bit of time to find someone willing to take me on and train me. But after that, I was just, you know, full-time into it for the last like 5 years. I've been full-time.
Nice. And are you working for somebody else? Do you have your own gig?
So I worked for a couple of different people. I worked for a practice in Colorado for a couple of years and then moved out to Ohio, where I am now. Worked for a practice here. And then over the last year, I've actually been able to start up a brand new practice with a good friend of mine. So kind of a little bit of everything, and then getting ready to actually open my own practice all by myself.
Wow, exciting. And are you doing just injections or technology or other things too?
As of right now, just injections. That's kind of where my niche is and my specialty is, but I have dabbled in all kinds of different lasers and things like that too.
Awesome. So I'm going to make the assumption you're doing neurotoxins and dermal fillers, maybe some PRP, platelet-rich plasma you're probably doing.
Yep.
Are you doing any Kybella?
Yes, we do a lot of Kybella.
Okay. So you're doing injections. the double chin. I heard they're about to get that FDA approved for every single body part pretty soon. Are you doing any sclerotherapy, any injections for the veins in the legs?
No, I used to kind of assist with that with a dermatologist that I worked for, but I don't do that myself.
Right. And how about PDO threads? Have you ventured into the sutures in the face yet?
I have just barely started to venture into that. So definitely looking to get my hands on more training on that for sure.
So, that is my new favorite procedure in the world. I'm going to be getting that done to myself in a live TV series in about a month. If you ever want to take one of our PDO weekends, which is normally a couple $1,000s, just remind me I said this. It's on recording. I'll give it to you for half price. I know you got to hop on a plane. So if you ever want to come out here and knock out that weekend, I'll save you $1,500 because you're kind enough to kind of share your story with me in this podcast. And you have it on recording. So you got proof in case I forget.
There you go. I would love to. I'll take you up on that for sure.
Starting your own practice, does that look like renting one little teeny room in an office or getting a 2,000 square foot space? Or what does that look like for you?
So getting ready to move back to Arizona is the plan, actually. So that's kind of where my family is and where my, you know, home base has always been planned to be long term. Right. So at the beginning, it'll be just me renting a smaller space just for myself. Hopefully for that first year, and then definitely looking to grow and expand.
Awesome. Well, since you moved back to Arizona, I would love to recruit you, my dear, officially recruit you, because we're always looking for part-time instructors. And all of our instructors have jobs somewhere. They got their own business. They work somewhere else. But it's kind of a fun little side hustle. They pick up a teaching day, a day or two or 3 months with us on their off days. It's just a nice way of kind of giving back, make some extra money, and just kind of have some fun. So when you get in town, hit me up if you want to explore that.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's awesome to catch up with you. And it's awesome to see that you are pursuing your passions and doing something that intrigued you and following your dreams. Cause it's hard to take a risk. It's so scary to take a risk. You know, what if it doesn't work? What if we get a job? You know, what if it doesn't work out? Even if it's hard moving to a new state or falling in love or having a baby, all those things are like scary, but then we do it. It's like, wow, I'm so happy I did it. So pat yourself on the back. It's awesome that you believed in yourself and took that step and you worked for other people, got great experience, and now starting your own gig. So I love hearing these stories out there. And you're going to kick butt. I mean, I've got nurse injectors that make $300,000 to $400,000 a year in their own practice. I have a little shop. I'm like, holy shit, you guys are making as much as some plastic surgeons as I know. So like, I mean, not that anybody should be in this business for the money, but it's a nice side benefit to know that if a typical nurse in the hospital makes $60,000 to $80,000 a year and a typical nurse practitioner in the United States makes $100,000 a year, that a cosmetic injector working Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, can make hundreds of thousands of year once they get established and mature. So it's fun on the financial standpoint, and what a fun business to be friends with your patient. I mean, I don't even want to call patients, clients, friends with your clients in the hospital. You know, you don't have a drink with the patient. You don't, they're not your friend on Instagram, social media, but here it's okay for you to be friends on, I mean, I'm sure you are friends on Instagram, social media with some of your patients, right? I assume.
Yeah, absolutely. The connections you make with people are amazing.
Yeah. Have you ever like had a coffee or a drink or lunch with that patient before?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. So, but I bet you never did that in the hospital.
No, never would have.
It's a whole different ballgame. A lot of docs and nurses can't get over the fact that we kind of ride that line of professional and personal relationship, but you almost have to. Like, I'm sure you're probably friends with your hairstylist. It's that kind of relationship, you know?
Right. Exactly. It's a different opportunity to kind of make those closer relationships with people.
Yeah. So to wrap this up, I'm just curious what your personal favorite treatment is to do on yourself, whether you do on yourself or somebody else does do, and to do on somebody else.
Okay. Well, in general, I would say my favorite thing to do to anyone else is just overall, it's just filler. I love seeing people back for other things, but filler is definitely more instant gratification for me as the injector to be able to kind of create those transformations and see them right then and there.
Right.
Favorite thing to have done to myself is probably Botox, though.
Right on. And do you do it every 3 months, 4 months, 5 months? How often?
Yep, every 3 on the dot.
Do you inject yourself?
I will do my own Botox. Definitely have done that. Easy to do. I would say filler I leave to my injector friends to inject me.
Yeah, once I walked in the bathroom and my class downtime between clients, one of my injectors up on the counter just injecting yourself. I'm like laughing. It's like putting on makeup in front of the mirror.
Yeah, Botox easy.
All right, my dear. Well, great to hear that you're doing wonderful. Say hello when you get back into Arizona and hit me up for anything you can when you can.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thanks, Katie. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Pursue Your Passion podcast. Are you interested in learning more about the medical aesthetics industry? Well, feel free to visit us online at nationallaserinstitute.com or connect with us on Facebook or Instagram. I'm Louis, the Laser Guy, and we'll see you next week.